Hello.
Hi, Lydia. This is B. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am very good. You spoke with one of my associates, Ted Peterson, about your property over on Dolan Street. He set up an appointment for us. Is now
Yes.
a okay time to talk?
Yeah, I could talk.
Okay. In this process, I really like to get to know you and your situation to see if I can provide the best solution for you. It's probably going to eat up about 30 minutes of your time. Is that still okay with you?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to just go ahead and ask you a lot of questions and hear what you're going through, and I'll try to provide a solution that's best for you. And at the end of it, if you feel like it's not a solution that works for you, then you can say no, and it'll be no hard feelings.
Okay.
First, let's just make sure we're talking about the same property. Is it 2115 Dolan Street?
Yes.
And then this is in Hopewell, Virginia. What is the zip code for that property?
23860.
Thank you so much. And is this a single family home?
Yes.
Awesome. And how many bedrooms?
Three.
And bathrooms?
Two.
Awesome. And what's the parking like? Do you have a garage, a carport, driveway?
There is a garage and a driveway.
Awesome. Is it a one car garage or two?
One.
Awesome. And then, do you by chance have an HOA there?
No.
Wow, hallelujah, right?
Right.
Are you guys living in it?
Yes.
All righty. And it's my understanding that you're looking for a cash offer on the property. Is that correct?
Well, ideally, what we would like is to break even. We've got our mortgage and everything, and we're currently in a forbearance period, so we have some payments that we owe for this year. And if we could just break even, like not even make a dollar off of it, we're fine with that. We're just concerned about it getting to the foreclosure stage.
Okay, I understand. Do you know how much your mortgage is?
We owe about 217 on it right now.
Okay. And then what's your monthly payment looking like?
I think it's like 1750. I honestly haven't paid my mortgage in a year and a half, and last year, Virginia Mortgage Relief Program, they were able to pay off our entire year of mortgage from last year. So
Okay.
I don't even know what my payment is at this point.
So we're thinking that, so if you didn't pay for a year and a half, it's about 1750. That's 31,500. But you said they paid off an entire year?
Yeah, so my husband and I, we caught COVID and then we had to stop working. And when we stopped working, we immediately went to the doctor so that we could figure out why we were getting so sick. And so throughout that year, I had applied for mortgage relief program, because we couldn't pay and anything like that. And the Virginia Mortgage Relief Program paid for January of 2023 through December 2023. They paid off an entire year. It was so nice.
Wow, that is so nice.
it's been a rough few years, but I mean, our mortgage company has been helping us through the situation that we've been in.
Right. So if they pay off the entire year, what we're looking at is maybe still 10,500 owed.
Yeah.
That's just simple math. And I'm really sorry to hear about your situation, and I really appreciate you just being so forward about what you've been going through. It definitely helps me figure out how I can help you guys.
Yeah, and it really sucks 'cause we only bought the house like a year before we got sick. So it everything's happened really quick, and we did not expect to be trying to get rid of our house before foreclosure so soon after we purchased it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's got to be really hard. And I mean, I guess I see why you're coming now to find some help. Have you guys received anything in the mail that's kind of triggered you guys to start looking for some help on this?
Oh, no. I'm a smart cookie, and I know that forbearance isn't going to last forever, and I know that eventually we're going to have a debt that's going to loom over our heads, and if we don't sell the house before any foreclosure proceedings happen, then once we foreclose, we're just going to file bankruptcy. So, I mean, their worst-case scenario is a bankruptcy and a 7-year sentence with that on there, and I don't even care about that at this point, because the debt is scarier than a 7-year wait period to maybe get some credit that I don't necessarily need.
Yeah. So, I mean, you guys must be looking to move out. It seems like my associate said that you do have another property, maybe moving with family.
Yeah, we're going to be moving in with his family for a little bit and try to pick up our pieces, because we can't make as much money as we were making before we got sick.
Are you guys working again?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what a blessing that you guys have somebody who is able to help and support you guys.
Now, I'm sorry. What was that?
I said, what a blessing that you guys have family that can help. And
oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So, Lydia, I mean, I know that we're looking at about $10,000 owed. I mean, do you guys have any type of money saved up?
No, we've been dealing with paying off 2 repossessions that we got over the past year, and we've been taking every little bit of money that we can and paying bills and paying off the debt that happened once we had to stop working. Yeah, we got credit card debt, we got vehicle debt, 2 repossessions. It's a fun time getting sick, let me tell you.
Yeah, I can't imagine. And I mean, I know it's really hard to take this first step, but you know, this might sound weird, we've never met, but I'm really proud of you for being able to make this hard call and just have this hard conversation with a stranger. I know it's not super easy. A little bit more about the property. So we said 3-bed, 2-bath. It looks like online the square footage is showing me 1,086 square feet. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Okay. Do you know how big your lot is?
No clue.
Looks like online it's saying a little under 0.3 acres. Does that feel about right? That's kind of a standard yard.
Yeah, it's not a huge property. It does have a front and a backyard, but it's not that big.
When you guys, I mean, this property was built in 1951. So when you moved in, had they completely renovated it?
Yeah, they went through and put new floors down and redid the bathrooms. And I honestly think that one of the bathrooms was a closet first, and they just turned it into a bathroom. It's the master bathroom.
Wow.
Yeah, and the kitchen has granite countertop and new cabinets. So
yeah.
They came through and did some stuff to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can definitely hear how important it is for you to be relieved of. I mean, it sounds like we just need to get that monthly payment off your neck, right?
Yeah, that's truthful. And I mean, if everything worked in a perfect world, then we could just get this debt cleared but still be able to live in the house.
Yeah. That would be wonderful. And I mean, I hate to say it, but I don't know if I can offer that today, Lydia.
No, I don't expect that. That would be win a lottery kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, with how much you owe on it, Lydia, with the mortgage that's still outstanding, I mean, you're probably not gonna love what I have to say, but
Well,
the good news is that.
I can kind of guess what you're gonna say because when we bought the house, we bought it in that perfect time frame where houses were skyrocketing and we overpaid on this house. We
Well,
overpaid like almost $100,000 in that time.
honestly, Lydia, don't feel that way, cause I don't even know if necessarily you paid too much on it. Honestly, I mean, it's a beautiful house. They did beautiful updates, and I'm looking at the neighborhood now, and I'm just gonna be very, very honest with you. I mean, you clearly have no time to cut any of the BS, right? So I'm just going to be honest with you. There's properties in your area that are going for a good amount. They're not that much bigger, okay? They're not that much bigger. And it's a really, really good neighborhood. The bad news that I have is that you don't qualify for the cash offer program. And
Okay.
I know what we wanted was to get that paid off, right? Now, I do have another program though that would probably be helpful. It's just also not going to be our picture perfect world that we're hoping for, right? So,
What's the program?
well, it's called our Mortgage Saver Program. And basically, what it does is I go into an agreement with you that promises that I'm going to pay off the monthly mortgage amount. Now, with that, I get the deed to the house, but the mortgage stays in your name.
Okay.
That'll take away all of the payments that you have. You won't have to be covering that. I mean, that's almost $2,000 a month going. I mean, I know you're not paying it right now, but that'll at least not be accruing debt, and it won't go into foreclosure, and it won't reflect on you. Now, the only thing is, we have that $10,000 that's kind of looming over us, and that's the hard part. That's the part that I hate to bring up. It's the worst part of my job, but I mean, is there anybody who could maybe help with some of that debt?
Absolutely not. We've already exhausted all of our resources with all of our other debt. Well, with that whole program, what are the negative repercussions of it? Because it sounds like you would just have the deed to my house and I'd just get to live there and not have to pay, but that's not the full picture.
Right. So
What's the full picture?
you still wouldn't get to live there.
Okay.
So what I would do, and again, I'm just being honest with you, Lydia. What I would do is I would put somebody else in there who is going to pay more like $2,000 a month, so that, you know, I'm making a few hundred dollars every month, and then they're covering, you know, I'm still going to be the one to pay the mortgage. I'll just have access to your account however you pay it. I'm going to pay that mortgage. You don't get to live there. You'll still have to go live with family. But again, you don't have to worry about the mortgage. And then what happens is in about 2 years, maybe three max, I'm going to be in a place where I'm just going to go ahead and buy the property outright. And there's not going to be any more money, no more of that credit on your account. But we're looking at that being like a 2 years, maybe three.
So we wouldn't be able to live there, would it, but we could have somebody else live there.
Because I'm going to have somebody pay the payments.
I see. Okay. So essentially, you would be taking on a renter that we would be responsible for until you buy the house.
So I'm going to be responsible for them. I'm taking care
Okay.
of everything. The renter, the property, I'm going to make sure that stays up to, you know, up to date, stays in perfect condition from when we buy it. The only thing, and you're not going to be responsible for it anymore, it's just going to be in your name. And I mean, trust me when I say, I've done this many times when the deal's as tight as this one is, but I'm going to make sure that I pay your mortgage, even if it means I have to leave to pay mine.
Well, I do know that there's no way to get rid of what we owe as of right now, because we've had a lot happen and a lot of money's had to go to different places. So that aspect just isn't even plausible right now.
So how would you feel about having a monthly payment on it to get it paid off?
The closest thing to a monthly payment we could probably afford is like $200 to $300 max, and that would have to start in a few months. Like, we'd have to prepare for that and do all that, because we're gonna have to pay a little bit of rent with the family that we're moving into.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really difficult situation. And I mean, like I said, worst case scenario, it goes into foreclosure. Our forbearance is up in December, and I've been fortunate enough to have a forbearance for the past 2 years anyway. I mean, it's better than a lot of other people's situations.
Hey, have you tried to apply for the mortgage relief program again?
The last time I spoke with them about a month ago, they said that their program was still closed, that they haven't reopened yet.
Okay.
Yeah, and when I got my reward letter, it said that I was qualified for future payments. So I call back at least once a month and talk with them and see if they've gotten any more funding or anything, because if they do get funding, then I can ask them to pay what we owe, and then I have a fresh start.
Right. Well, Lydia, with all the information I've given you so far, I mean, are you at all even interested in that?
I mean, I would be interested in that program. I think it would work for us well, but it's just trying to clear that debt and get to a point where we can.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to do, Lydia. It is very, very, very rare that my boss will let me do this. But I'm going to go and plead a case for this property. I'm going to run all the numbers and really dive deep into the property. And I'm going to try to convince the board to approve an upfront payment to cover off the past due payments. And if we can do that, then we have a deal where we can go in and do the Mortgage Saver program. I can't guarantee anything, though.
I understand. There are really no guarantees in this life. Now, would it help you if you had a more exact number on what I owe? Because I can look it up on my computer and call you tomorrow and give you the exact information instead of just rounded off numbers.
That would be amazing. They would be much more happier with me if I had exact numbers so that they know what they're getting into.
All right. Let me get a pen real quick so I can write down a phone number to call you back on.
Well, and if you want, Lydia, I'll just send you a text. And what would be better is, if you could take a picture of your computer screen and send it over to me.
Okay.
And you may even have to just request a payoff amount, but that might take a day to have. So you pull it up and it shows you what your overdue is. It'll probably show you what the monthly amount is as well. As soon as you can get that to me, the sooner I can go plead this case and just try to get this off your shoulders.
Okay, yeah. If you want to shoot me a text, I'll go ahead and save that number and I can work on getting that information over to you.
Absolutely, Lydia. I really appreciate it. And again, I'm very grateful that you felt comfortable enough just to open up and have this conversation with me. I hope that we can work something out.
Well, I look forward to finding a solution, and I just appreciate the fact that there's companies out there that are willing to help people like me.
We're doing our best.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, shoot me over that text, and then we will definitely get some information over to you and see what we can do.
All right, Lydia. I really appreciate it. I'll text you right away.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.